This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Delighted to be broadcasting with Kurt Wilson, the armchair survivalist. Welcome, Kurt.
Hey, what's happening, Vinny?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. During the break, I looked out the window. We're having an ice storm here in our neck of the woods in Missouri. And here's what that means. It means that it's raining, but it's really cold. And it's cold enough for the rain to form ice on power lines, on tree limbs, on evergreen needles and branches. The evergreens look like they're all suffering under the weight of the extreme load of the frozen ice on the needles. The limbs of the trees without leaves, because we have a lot of hardwoods here, the limbs are bending downward. Some of the trees are bending over, and I think we are going to have a lot of destruction here on the farm in terms of woods. The grass, the blades of grass, are frozen. It's like they are icicles standing up. We have electric fence. Fence tape, it's about a half an inch wide. It's like ribbon, and it has six strands of stainless steel wire in it. And we use these 30-inch step-in fence posts that we thread the electric fence tape through. And we've got, you know, a couple miles of fence tape here at the farm, and we power it with a low-impedance fence charger. And it just gives a pulse of electricity, and if the cows bump into it, they go, ooh. Huh, I guess I shouldn't do that again. And we've got that, and that is frozen, and that probably will drag onto the ground and short out. And the fence won't be effective, and we use that to control grazing. What we do is we suggest to the cows that they stay in this particular field until they eat it, and then we move the fence so they can go to another field, and we encourage them to stay where we'd like them to stay, and we manage the grass with this electric fence tape. And I have a feeling that's going to short out during this broadcast, and we're going to have cows walking around all over the farm. So that's kind of that's kind of where we are right now, Kurt.
Well, we're in the same boat up here. It's just, and you know something, I don't want to use the term predicted, because I didn't pull it out of my hat. I read the old Farmer's Almanac, all of the different versions of it, and talked to people who were experts in predicting weather. We were going to have the coldest, worst weather in the United States history this year. And I said this 6 months ago. And, yeah, it's happening. And it's cold. It's like this morning I woke up, it's 10 degrees, which is pretty good for many parts of the country right now, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I discovered, and I'm not on a farm, but I do have some evergreen trees around the property, that I have to trim the boughs and you know, cut them back every year. And I discovered why. I interviewed a guy who's a horticulturist, and he said the best money we make is trimming trees for people who are too stupid to knock the snow off of them during the winter. Mm-hmm. Because and hedges, because the snow builds up and flattens the hedges out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's knock the snow off. You can't, because you got, you know, too much to do. But you have these trees out front, and you get snow on sitting on them. They will bend down the branches to the point they snap. Right. We have a utility here, a Vista Utilities. These are some of the stupidest people I've ever met in my life. They're they're supposed to be taking care of the power lines, which are above ground, of course. And you have tree limbs hanging on the power lines.
Hey.
During the summer, during the best months, they're hanging on the power lines. And so what happens? And they don't cut it. They wait until the snow builds up or the ice builds up, and the limb crashes through the power lines, rips them out, knocks power out to 15 blocks, and then they go, oh, we better send an emergency crew out at three times, triple time, so that they can fix this. Why don't they do it ahead of time?
Well, that would be preparedness, and they don't listen to you, and they don't listen to us.
No, they definitely don't listen to me. I'm two blocks from the main office. So how are you doing, Vince?
You know, we're going to talk about a couple things, and one of the things I'd love to... Here's what I have on my list for today, for you and me. Tips, tricks of the trade, and I've got a few of them, and I'd like to explore this hot water heater morass that I am stuck in the middle of, and I'd like to talk about how to make light bulbs last longer. I've done some experimentation, and I found a secret for a particular situation. Why don't we start with hot water heaters?
Okay.
And let me just, for those who haven't heard this story, about 10 years ago when we were building our farmhouse, I decided to look into hot water heaters. And the model that I chose was a Whirlpool model because it was available from Lowe's, the home improvement center, with a lifetime warranty. I thought, this probably won't be the last hot water heater that I'll have to put in, but it'll be the last one that I'll have to buy and pay for, because it comes with a lifetime warranty. The elements, the tank, the electronics, everything except the anode. And I noticed over the years that there's a drain on the bottom of all hot water heaters. And I would drain it once a month, and this gelatinous goo would come out. But it didn't come out of our hard water faucets. It only came out of this hot water heater. And so what I found out was, ultimately, when I bought a 50 and an 80-gallon, installed them at the same time. And what I found out was that... Yeah, it says lifetime on the label, and call this number if you have a problem. And one of them started leaking, the 80. And so I called the 800 number, and I ended up with customer service on the phone with Whirlpool, which is owned by A.O. Smith. And the guy said, well, let's go through some diagnostics. And he asked me all these questions. I gave him the answers, and he said, okay, well, here's your return merchandise authorization. Bring this to Lowe's, and they'll work with you. And I said, okay, so new lifetime warranty hot water heater? He said, no, we don't make them anymore. Ultimately, to cut to the chase, I asked him about what water heaters they have available, and he said they have a 6-year and a 12-year warranty hot water heater. They do not any longer offer a lifetime warranty hot water heater. So no matter what I do, I'm going to be in a lousy spot because, one, maybe they'll give me my money back, but it won't pay for a new hot water heater. It won't be a lifetime warranty. It'll be a lesser water heater in my evaluation, in my terms, because Lowe's no longer offers an 80-gallon hot water heater. I can get a 50. Or actually, I could get an 80, but not the kind of 80 that I had. I can get one that meets the new EPA regulations. One that has a heat pump on top of it that's close to $2,000. It's not a $500 water heater anymore. It's about $2,000. And this hot water heater, they say will save a lot of money. Well, it won't save enough money to pay for the extra cost in my evaluation. And it's larger in diameter, and it's taller. Now, for those of you who have installed a hot water heater against a wall, I'm pretty darn sure that you didn't put your hot water heater in the middle of the room, and you installed it as close to the back wall where you've installed it as possible, because you don't want to waste the real estate, the floor space.
Mm-hmm.
That means that your new hot water heater may be larger, and it probably will, 3 to 6 inches in diameter larger. So for some of us, that's not going to work. And if you decide to get one of these new deluxe $2,000 models to replace your $400 or $500 model that had a lifetime warranty that they no longer offer, you'll need about 1,000 cubic feet of air space in order to provide enough air with enough heat in the air to extract the heat out of the air to put it into the hot water heater. So you're going to cool off your room, wherever it is. Now, you may want to not do that. Let's say it's in an area in the basement where, you know, some people have set up living facilities. Or let's say it's on the first floor in a closet. You're not going to get 1,000 cubic feet of airspace in order for this thing to operate if it's in a closet. So it's not going to work too well.
This is the, you and I talked about this yesterday, this is the insanity that started with the EPA back when Adolf Clinton was in charge.
Yeah.
They make these stupid requirements that you can't do. That's why we no longer have coal mining in the United States, because they have these stupid requirements for the EPA. I told you about my washing machine. It's the same thing. They don't allow enough water to go into it to wash your clothes properly.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually was at a Home Depot about 2 weeks ago looking at water heaters, not for me, but for a friend of mine. I didn't understand what these things were. They didn't. Sure, they look like a canister that water goes into, but then they have weird gizmos on top of them.
That's it.
Or they have weird piping on the side, or they're sealed. So you have no access, because after all, you're too stupid to control your own life or your hot water heater. And I'm like, you know, we're going to have to start taking care of the stuff we have, because we're not going to be able to buy new stuff that's going to work for us.
And that's exactly right. Here's what the plumbers are complaining about. So the new hot water heater that you saw at Home Depot is heavier. It's larger and heavier. Now, it used to take one guy, and I've done this. I have taken a hot water heater, put it on a hand truck. You know, that's one of these things with wheels that you can, you know, roll around, you know, a washer or dryer, refrigerator. So I strapped one to a hand truck, and I brought it down the basement steps by myself. Well, can't be done anymore. Now you need two people, because these things are so heavy that one person can't do it. One person can't even get one off the plumbing truck if you have a plumber do it. They've got to send two guys. Now you've got two plumbers, or a plumber and a helper. Let's talk more about it when we come back. It gets worse.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out?
I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Class, if you're wondering all these wonderful things that Barry and the Bandits have done for you, this is just one small thing that's caused a problem for everybody. Everybody who owns a home or every landlord. Am I kidding? Have you ever used hot water? Everybody's touched with hot water, okay? So your costs are going to go up. Let me read a couple lines from plumbingperspective.com. A homeowner might decide to purchase a heat pump water heater or one of the highly efficient gas water heaters. Homeowners might face additional expenses related to changes to the venting for gas, adding a 120-volt outlet, or making provisions for the disposal of condensate. In some cases, the water heater may have to be relocated to operate properly or to mitigate noise. While the operating costs of a new hot water heater will be less because of their increased energy efficiency, it's likely that the maintenance costs will increase because of more sophisticated design and the integration of electronics, blowers, fans, condensers, or other components. Another drawback is that the water heater is likely to have lower hot water deliverability than prior models. For example, a model with less input may be required to achieve higher efficiencies, which will ultimately result in less hot water delivered. Great. I'm all excited. Get started. Where's the line? Let me get in line and get one of these things.
You know, I tell you something. I moved in this house in 99, and using everything that I know, the first thing I did was took out the water softener. Because that gelatinous garbage that you're getting out of the bottom of your hot water heater is because of your water softener.
Yes, it is.
Water softeners, they put sodium, they put salt into your water. It makes you think you're not getting hard water anymore. And it does gelatinize. So first thing I did was I took that out, my wife goes, Kurt, he has a receipt here. He paid $400 and something for that. I said, yeah, and they'll probably take it at the dump. So the truck threw it away, and I went to Home Depot. I went to Home Depot, and I bought two of these. Was, you like
sounds
that?
Sounds kind of like some of the discussions that I have here at the farmhouse with my wife. That's great. Love it.
I bought, you know, these blue cartridges, canisters you buy, you unscrew and you put a cartridge in it, right? So I bought two of those and I plumbed them in row, and I hooked them to the input from the street, the water going into my house. And so I'm going to be using two filters. The first filter was a sediment filter to pick up any chunks. Now, we got pretty good water here in Coeur d'Alene, so it's not that bad. And the second filter was a carbon block that took out bacterial and viral infections. So it took my water pressure down about 10%. And I could care less. It's not as if I got 3 feet of beautiful hair to wash every morning. I'm bald, so who cares? So that, okay, now, the thing is, a hot water heater burns out. People all the time say, oh, yeah, then burned out. And it's like God did it. They have no clue why it happened. Why your hot water heater and other appliances burn out is water appliances is because the heavy water or contaminants in the water get into your hot water tank, and they do two things. Your hot water tank isn't just a giant tank. It's coils inside that the water goes through. And then it does sit on the bottom of the tank. So the element, the minerals clog up those coils like they do your arteries. And they sit on the bottom of the tank, and they literally rust. They will rust. And eventually, you'll look in the bottom of your tank where the light is, and you'll see water dripping down, and it looks like it's all rusted out. So I put this filter in, and then immediately, like Vince said, there's a valve at the bottom of the hot water tank. I put a hose to it, put it to a drain, and drained it out. And I had to force it out. It didn't want to drain. It was so glossed up. So I forced it out. I turned off the pilot light. You turn all of that off so it's not eating it up. And I blew that thing out and cleaned it out. I let it run for an hour. And then, you know, when hot water heaters heat up sometimes and you hear that pop, 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 pop?
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today, God, you're
take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us. Hey, Kurt, how do we get? How do we find you on the internet? I just went to survivalist, armchairsurvivalist.com, and I'm having trouble getting there.
Armchairsurvivalist.com. One okay. Word, armchair survivalist. Right. You got to know how to spell it, Vince.
Yeah, armchair survivalist.com. Yeah, something's up with the internet. I can't get to your website. Okay, armchair survivalist.
Or you can go to, there's a shortcut to our company, Survival Enterprises. You go to S as in Sam, E as in Edward, the numeral 1. So SE1.us. It's the shortest domain name you'll ever see. SE1.us.
SE, the number 1.us. There you go. And that's how you can get to Kurt Wilson. And he broadcasts weekly And tell us about your broadcast, Kurt.
Yeah, my broadcast is every Sunday. I'm hosted by Scriptures for America. There's a long story to that, too, I'll tell you. I'm on the air for 2 hours, and you will get more news and information from me in 1 hour, period, than you get from any radio host. I don't care who, CNN, ABC, any of the...
Whoa. What about USA Prepares?
Well, you have information. There's a difference between information and news.
Okay.
But okay. Yeah, but I do, seriously. And then I always have something to talk about, something to help people survive a little bit better. And I say on my show, I said, look, when the Schumer hits the fan, you're not going to be in your bunker in the mountains with millions of dollars of gold and guns and food and dogs. You're going to be sitting in front of your TV set wondering what the hell happened to the power. So I teach people how to survive better, optimally, where they are.
Great, so, and frugally, right? And frugally.
And very much so. Yep. As I was telling you about my hot water heater, it's been in since 99, every year. About every 6 months, I drain it and flush it, and it takes all of the garbage out, and I change the filters, the spin-on filters, twice a year.
Mm-hmm. I've got a comment about those filters. Did a little bit of research, and I bought 100 of them. I try not to buy things by the each. I try to buy them by the lot.
Yep.
And I found out that I could get 100 of them for about $50. So I did. Yeah, that was years ago. And I did some, they look like they're from China. I thought, wow. So I made some calls. So I called local businesses, and I called all around the country, and I asked them, okay, so you've got these water filters, these 5 micron, 2 micron, 10 micron, 20 micron. Where are they made? Well, they're U.S. branded. Okay, where are they made? China. They're all made in China. They're all made in China. So keep that in mind. And so that's what we use. And we've got something very similar to what you have, except we don't have the carbon block. But we will. We will. And I've been looking at how it's really simple, just two filter canisters in series. Mm-hmm. Kurt, I want to share something with you. I just did some research about the cost of hot water heaters. Now, previously, if you had before these new EPA regulations of 2015, if you had a 40-gallon hot water heater, the average cost to get that thing, the average installed price, that'd be hot water heater plus somebody to put it in, a 40-gallon, a year ago, would be $1,072, typically, average installed price. Now, the increase for that 40-gallon water heater with the new regulations is another $92. Okay, so about 10%. If you move up 16 gallons to a 56-gallon, the price used to be $1,261. The additional cost is $805. So the additional cost...
Holy moly!
Yes, the additional cost to install a 50-gallon is $805. To the additional cost to install a 40-gallon is $92. Now, if you go to... That's gas-fired. Now, if you go to an electric hot water heater, a 50-gallon costs $554 before the new improved regulations and $140 more after. So add $140. If you go to a 56-gallon, six gallons more, you're going from a $729 installed cost previously to an additional $974.
Oh, that's insane. You know, for that amount of money, you can get one of those instant-on ones. And that's what we're going to do if this one ever finally does give up the ghost. We're getting an instant-on hot water heater system.
You're absolutely right. It is insane. And now, that is just the tip of the iceberg. Let's talk about the real insanity of this. And that's the Whirlpool uses aluminum anodes. And these are sacrificial anodes that prevent the hot water heaters from succumbing to rust more quickly. Okay, they will succumb to rust, but it delays it. And the aluminum gets consumed by the water. And if you wash your hands, take a shower, take a bath, or make a cup of tea with hot water, and you have one of these aluminum anodes in your hot water heater, which many do, you are poisoning yourself with aluminum. And,
right.
And is this my opinion? No. It's the opinion of medical doctor Norman Shealy. He said it Wednesday on the air. And if you want to hear more about this aluminum toxicity with Dr. Norman Shealy and me at USA Prepares, that's Wednesday's broadcast. So you might want to share that with friends and family. So here's what I did. Yesterday, after the broadcast, I decided to flush out this 50-gallon hot water heater. Got a 100-foot hose, stretched it out, hooked it up, flushed it once, and I decided to save this goo. And it looks like milk. You cannot see through this container. It is opaque. And I've saved this, and I'm waiting for it to settle. It hasn't settled yet, and that's since yesterday. Flushed it out 8 more times after that, and it's still coming out with chunks out of the hose. And what I'm doing is I'm filling it up with 50 gallons of water, emptying it, filling it up with 20 gallons of water, emptying it. And it 9 times yesterday, as of last night, and 1 time this morning. So this is 10 times, and I'm going to probably do it 3, 4, 5 more times today. And I'm still getting chunks coming out of the hot water heater. If you don't think I'm serious, try it yourself. You need to do this and get a bucket.
There's something else you can do, Dave. Vince, yeah. There's one thing you can do, and you do it on your own. You know, don't say that I recommended it, but I'm telling you, I did this once. I could not finish draining it. It just would not stop crap coming out. So I figured, you know, I use vinegar to clean up the hard water in my coffee pot and other things. Uh-huh. So I physically took off the cold water inlet. I turned the water off, took off the cold water inlet into the tank, made it drain. And when it was done draining, I closed the valve at the bottom, and I poured 2 gallons of vinegar in through the top through a funnel.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I let that sit for about an hour. When I did drain it, I got 10 times the amount of crap out that I had been getting, but it finally flushed clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that could be good, it could be bad for you, because if the crud is all that's keeping the bottom of that tank from rusting through, and you clean the crud out, well, you might just cause it to rust through right then and there.
Right.
For you that I did, I installed a direct drain 3 feet from my hot water heater down into the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
So when I flush my tank, I have a 4-foot hose.
Mm-hmm.
And I hook it up and I stick the end of the hose in this drain and I flush it out. When I'm done flushing, I put a cap over that little drain.
Mm-hmm. Great idea. Great idea. And that's something that I'm going to do. I have to redecorate the area where this hot water heater is so that I can do that. But that is the plan, to have a very short hose, just like you're talking about. And the other thing that I'm going to do today is I'm going to take one of those washing machine hoses that has 2 female couplings, and I'm going to hook that up to this garden hose, and I'm going to reverse flush it. So I'm going to pump water in backwards. I'm going to pump water in through the drain, and of course I'm going to open a faucet, you know, a hot water faucet that will let the air out. But you might need 2 people to do this. You might need even walkie-talkies, depending on your setup, so you know you can talk about how to do it.
You'll have to block the cold water inlet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And then open the closest hot water faucet to the hot water tank.
Mm-hmm. And you might want to take out the aerator. You might want to take out the aerator. And what you're gonna pressurize this thing. And what I did this morning before the broadcast was I found one of those cardboard tubes in like a roll of paper towels, and I put that, took the aerator out of the faucet, put that under the where the aerator was, and I aimed that tube toward the drain of the sink so that when it burps, it doesn't blow water all over the room. So it just directed the water toward the drain. So I wanted to share that, and I'll talk about getting rid of these aluminum anode rods and replacing them with magnesium. Magnesium is a lot safer. Dr. Shealy feels that your body needs some magnesium, but it does not need aluminum. You will not die from a aluminum deficiency.
Well, every Alzheimer patient that has died and had an autopsy done has had a loose aluminum in their brain. Literally, they had aluminum in their brain.
Well, that's what we are doing. We are getting tested. We've had the blood drawn, and we're going to find out how much aluminum or heavy metals is in our body. So that's coming up, and I will do future broadcasts about this. Kurt, you know, there have been a number of fires. We're reading about people burning, houses burning down, and I wanted to share this, and you're the guy to do this with. So I was thinking about these electric hot water, electric heaters, right? And they draw about 1,500 watts. So here's a little lesson in watts and volts and amps. Now, class, there's two kinds of wiring that are typically used in your house. One is 12 gauge, and it probably is Romex, meaning a plastic jacket. It has a white wire, black wire, and a ground wire. And it's 12 gauge, and it will carry 20 amperes of current. 20 amperes times 120 volts is 2,400 watts. So volts times amps equals watts. So that's the current carrying capacity. However, the wire will get hot if you do that. So recommended load for that wire is 80% of maximum. I just gave you maximum. 12 gauge is 20 amps times 120 volts is 2,400 watts. At 80%, which is the maximum you really should use as a load, 1,920 watts. How many watts is a electric hot water electric heater? 1,500. Now, when we get back, I'll tell you about 14-gauge wire, which is the thinner stuff, which a lot of us have in our homes. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. you can own it, starting at $225. Check out Katie Armor on Facebook or at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel Body Armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel Body Armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us, armchairsurvivalist.com. And, class, I posted a link on page one of the website, usapreparers.com, to Kurt Wilson's website. The easy way to get to it, se1.us, se1.us. Kurt, to continue with this discussion, so that would be a 12-gauge circuit in your house. Now, some houses have, some older houses have 14-gauge wire, which is thinner than 12-gauge wire. And that's rated at 1,800 watts maximum. Now, if you take 80% of that and you say that's a safe load, that's 1,440 watts. How many watts is a little electric heater? 1,500. Now, if you add to that circuit a light bulb, you know, let's say a 100-watt light bulb, now you're getting the wire even hotter. And if you think... I think you need an example to see if the wire gets hot. Here's what you do. Plug in one of those electric heaters and feel the power cord. Feel it near the plug. You won't believe it. It's warm. Now, your wiring gets warm in the walls. And if you've got that heater going and you've got lighting going and it's all in the same circuit, you can cause a serious situation which can set a fire inside your walls. Kurt, would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, the worst I physically saw, okay, something you didn't mention, and you probably know about it already. Some of the pre-70s houses, they used aluminum wire.
Yes, they did.
And, yeah, and this aluminum wire would extend, and now in conjunction with copper wire.
Yes.
So what would happen is the two dissimilar metals would cause a corrosive effect to each other, and one would get hotter than the other. I'm sitting watching television, and all of a sudden my socket, one of my receptacles on the wall to my right, exploded and blew 20 feet across the room. Needless to say, I was slightly shaken. I could see red going up a line in my wall. It was glowing so much from the inside. I hit it with Freon real quick. I punched a hole in the top of the wall and aimed down with a Freon canister and cooled the whole thing down, but there are dangers there, yes, and that's not the worst part, because generally you're going to have a 20-amp circuit breaker in your house that'll click it, okay? But here's where stupid comes in. Some guy says, you know, I can't afford to run the forced air heater, so I'm going to have a little heater for my wife's in her chair and a little heater for me in my chair, and we'll plug it into this little extension cord I have here. And right. And then I'm going to plug my light in that too. And okay, and then my wife can plug her phone charger into that too, because it has seven holes in it. So this little extension thing here should be just fine for us. And then they leave to go to work, and they come home, and they wonder why their house is burnt to the ground. This is not a make-believe scenario. This is real. This happens every single day in the United States somewhere. And it's you have to understand, and your heater will say on it, your little electric heater will have a little tag that says, do not plug into an extension cord. In one way or another, it'll tell you that. Plug directly into the wall. Because these extension cords are like 16 gauge. They're like lamp cord almost. Some of them are 14 gauge. Some of them are 10 gauge or 12.
Some are 18, still, 18 gauge, even thinner.
Yeah, so they're not made to handle amperage. And you're over-amping these things, and you're drawing more power, and that creates heat, which is going to cause a fire. We had three of them here in Coeur d'Alene in the past week.
That's why I wanted to mention that on this broadcast. Kurt, here's another thing. When we plug our appliances into our kitchen receptacles on the counter, let's say it's a griddle, and you plug it in and the griddle's powered on, and now you're using the electric plug on the cord of the griddle as the switch. So what happens is there's a little bit of an arc there. Next time you plug it in again, or a coffee maker again and again, pretty soon there will be some pitting in the receptacle. And you'll feel that because the plug doesn't go in as smoothly as it used to. And then you have more resistance, which is more likely to cause more heat right there. And that's a great fire potential. So what we do is, when we notice that, we replace those receptacles.
Yeah. Well, that one plug up on the counter is hooked in line to five other plugs in your kitchen.
There you go.
So you're pulling amperage from all of those. So if you have a coffee maker in one, and you have a griddle in another, and a toaster in another, you're over-amping that circuit.
You're right. Kurt, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate your input. I really do. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.